Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve.
Steve, this is Mark from Best Buy Fence. We had spoke last month, about the middle of the month.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I remember, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Not bad. Actually, what I was waiting on, I was actually going through a divorce, and I just basically had a hearing today. So I just, before I made any decisions, I would either need her permission or I needed to go a little further. So.
Okay.
But I think I'm at the stage where I want to look at this thing now.
Okay.
And I basically, I tried to pull that application up, and for some reason, is there a way you can resend that? It's not allowing me to open it the correct format so I can so I can print it.
Yeah, absolutely, I can do that. It's funny you say that. You're the second person that tell me that, so yeah,
well,
definitely.
I mean, I'm able to read it, but then as soon as I try to open it, mm-hmm. it's not allowing it to open, so when I print, you're just printing a blank page from the, you know, or your information.
Oh, wow, okay. You can open up PDFs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what it's sent as, a PDF. So, yeah, absolutely, I'll send it again. Just
try it again. I'll see if I can do that. Now, you need that, and you would need that filled out, and you need 6 months of the bank statement. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Uh-huh.
That's all you need.
And we also need your 2015 tax return. And if you don't have the 2015, then we'll just need the 2014, but with the extension of the 2015.
Okay, so it was 2015 should be done anytime, which it might be by the time I get this done. We're only a week away, so.
Okay.
Just wait till I get that, but I'll start getting the statements together. Now, just use an example. I probably the last 6 months. That's what I'm thinking. Is that what you want?
Yeah, your last 6 months. Yep, of your most recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's 121. It's probably going to be somewhere right around $750,000. What is that in terms of dollar amount and stuff? How does that based again?
So if because I know you wanted
to find out that there's nothing, there's not one bounce check, everything's paid well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing they look at for the bank statements is going to be what your beginning balance is of every month and what your ending balance is in every month.
Got it.
So that's what they're pretty much looking for. They're just making sure that you have. You know,
leftover money to make the payment.
Exactly. Now, you were asking about what we can do for working capital loan, right? For some inventory.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, if you said your gross annual sales were 750.
Yeah, it'd be roughly about 750, I'd say.
Okay.
For that 6 month period.
Okay. What are your gross annual sales like yearly?
Last year I think was like $1.3 million.
Okay, yeah, so you're perfect. That's fine. And what are you on track for this year?
Trust me, with this going through the divorce shit, I really never pay attention. I'm going to guess probably that $1.3 million to $1.5 million. I'm going to say right around there.
Well, that's good, man. You're growing. That's good. Yeah, okay, so with that, you're perfect. You're fine. Now, I know you said you wanted to do $100,000. That's what we usually do for working capital is about 10 to 15% off your top line. So if you made 1.3 last year and you're on track for 1.5 this year, you know, you can get around, you know, 100 to 150,000. So
well, I'm probably going to need somewhere, I mean, realistically, any that 100 or less, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah,
around
no.
That 100 I think will be fine. Now, okay. If I, let's say I did borrow $100,000, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How is that paid back, and how does that work?
So there's a couple different factors. It's a fixed payback rate, so you know exactly what you're paying back. So, for instance, you know, a lot of our customers, let's just say if you take out $100,000, you know exactly how much you're paying back. So you'll pay back $105,000 or $110,000. So that way it's an exact rate, so you know exactly what you're paying back. So it never changes. It's fixed, so there's no back doors or anything like that to where we're going to screw you over in the end. So that's how that works. Now, based off of, you know, how much you're paying back, that's based off of a lot of different factors. It's not a certain rate. We don't have one certain number that we give you, and, this is how much you're going to pay back. It's all dependent on, you know, how you look.
Risk factor.
The health of the business. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Because it's unsecured. So, I mean, it's a very risky, you know, cash loan. So, now, it will be, you know, usually for the first-time customers, it's about 3 to 24 months with the working capital. And then,
say that one more time. I was lost. So you said 3 to 24 months?
Yeah. For the first time, Customer, this, yes, it's usually about the 3 to 24 month terms. And the reason being is because, you know, it's unsecured, so it's risky. So we want to make sure that, you know, you make your payments with us because we're a relationship based bank. So, you know,
I understand. Yep.
Okay. So that's that. Okay. And when do you need this by?
Actually, what I'm doing right now, because I know I've got another week to 2 weeks that I can before I can really do anything in writing, just waiting for some stuff to get turned back into court, okay. Which will basically release all liability to where I don't have to have her permission to do anything or agreements to do anything. And that's kind of what I was waiting on. I didn't want to put a sign on anything and have, you know, where she was part of the business. I didn't want that. Look, okay. We're looking at opening another store. We're starting to set up. We want to try to open like a little satellite store.
Oh, nice.
Is what we're doing. Basically, which will help increase our business all the way around, our installs, everything. So we're going to try one of these and see how it goes. We also became a pool supplier. So basically, in our fence stores, we're actually going to start carrying pool supply chemicals and stuff, supplying the pools and some maintenance kits for your hot tubs and stuff. So I'm looking at, realistically, this. I mean, I'm looking at that I'd like to have this because I'd like to have the new store open and everything by the end of next month.
Oh, wow, okay. Do you already have the space for it and everything?
I've already been looking. I've got a couple locations right now. I'd like to see if I can find a little better one.
Oh, okay.
But nice. We already have a couple locations. I already spoke to people on them. I'm just trying to find one that there's a couple more main streets that I got to drive down.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And then I try to sit there while there's traffic flow and kind of watch them, you know what I'm saying? Spend
hours
there to see what's going on with these stores.
Okay. How much do you expect to make on that satellite store?
The satellite store, realistically, I expect. Well, let's not say make. Let's say increase business. How's that?
Okay.
Because then basically that becomes profit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like use an example. Right now, a standalone fence store. Like we have a shop, warehouse. I don't need all that with these stores. I want basically just displays. Showroom, office, very low budget as far as the people in there, one good employee and a couple helpers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically these stores will basically bring in my customers that are to drive by to buy some materials. Most of the stuff's going to be delivered from my central shop. So these are just going to be, just like if you had a mattress store, you go buy a mattress, you don't take that mattress home with you. Basically it's either delivered to or you pick it up the store at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you walk in the store for the pool chemicals, those are all going to be on the shelf. So my idea with the pool chemicals are selling enough pool stuff, supplies, stuff like that, to basically almost pay the rent is what I'm trying to do. And then that way there, everything I pick up on the fencing side is a plus. Then it's just got to pay the employees and the utilities.
Okay.
So I could see these stores. I'm hoping that each store I open could probably, I'm hoping if one location, I'm hoping that I can probably pick up an extra $400,000 to $600,000 of business from having these stores at an average of, say, 30 to 40% profit. So I'm hoping each store basically is going to be able to add maybe another $120,000 to $150,000 of income after you pay employees and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm hoping on.
Yeah, do you already have those employees, or do you have to hire them?
Yeah, I've already got, nope, actually, I've already got, we've already got hired employee. One of them will go from my shop over to there, and then the other one I'm bringing in lives in the area where I'm going to the west side, which has been in, not in the fencing field, but has been in the field of the same type of work we do with contractors and homeowners, and training them for that position.
Well, right on, man. That sounds like a good gig.
And if that works, if we can get that store to show, if that model works there, I basically want to go, basically every, around me, I want to go about every 40, 50 miles. As long as it works, I'm going to increase us that way. I figure this is a good way to pick up business, good way to pick up installs, and just keep growing that way with them.
Sure, that's a good plan. Have you ever thought?
The key is to try to get all the pool supplies to pay my rent.
Yeah, okay.
Because then I can have as many as I want of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because then it's just a matter of you got one, and we got basically two office people that are splitting some retail hours.
Sure.
That's it. Then I got my central office as far as the support team.
Do you guys have a big what am I trying to say here? Big market for, are there a lot of pools out there?
There's a lot of pools out. Yeah, in Ohio. I mean, we're in Ohio, but yeah, there's a lot of pools out this way. To me, there's enough that, like I said, I think the ones, and what's nice on it, I'm not I'm not counting on that to live on. That pulls money.
Oh yeah, no, just so to pay the rent. Yeah,
become,
totally gotcha.
I can actually become the lowest price.
Yeah.
So not only that's why I want to be on a convenient route, because people will buy online and shit. But if I'm right on their way home and you're on a busy route and you're easy accessible to pull in your driveway, it's so easy that they're going to pull in and grab the chemicals on the way home. That's how. So it's got to be accessible. There can't be any way drive around the back of the building, anything. You pull up. I mean, there's certain things I'll carry that'll. I just want to pay the rent with the odd items,
mm-hmm.
and then basically the fencing to pay for the employees, and pay for, and then basically the rest of it's profit.
Okay. Perfect, man. Yeah. That sounds good. Just out of curiosity, have you gone to your personal bank about any of this?
No, I have not gone to the personal bank. I kind of like the business aspect on it this way, as far as what they're looking at. The company's, I mean, we're about a 5-year, 6-year old company. The company's uh-huh. made money every year. You try not to show a bunch. Now I got to start showing more and more every year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you file, by all means. But no, I mean, but realistically, the company's above water. The company pays all its bills. My checkbook. And I think 7 years has never had a bounce check in it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right on. What would you rate your credit at?
My credit personally is at 750.
Okay, 750?
On my personal side.
Okay. What about on the business side?
The business side, I don't know how they rate it, but I know I got no problem with any supplier I ever dealt with.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I mean, we work with, you know, credit tiers A to D, so that's okay.
I would have to say I'm a B. You know what I'm saying? If A's being one.
Okay, perfect. That's awesome then. So you can definitely qualify for, you know, like the best programs that we have. Like I said, working capital doesn't look off your credit. It's more off your gross annual sales. So, I mean, that's the biggest factor with that. And your time in business. You said 6 years you guys have been in business?
About 6 years. I think 2000, like right at 2010, March of, like, 11, 12, 13. 6 years.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then are you guys not a corporation, are you?
Corporation. Yeah.
Okay. Corporation. All right. S corp or C corp?
S corp. Or okay. The one that protects me. I can't remember what that is.
Yeah, that's
S corp.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. All right, man. Okay. So let's do this. Cuz I know you want it, you know, you said 1 to 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I just need to know, basically, I can wait on the money, but I need to make sure we're approved, the amount and everything.
Oh, sure.
So I can figure out inventories, I got to get remodeling expense in this store, and get the store up and running. And then the rest of it's going on more fittings and more stuff for me to put on my eBay stores.
Okay, that's perfect. I was also going to ask you, you know, since you're opening up at this new store, have you ever thought about, you know, do you need to do any equipment or anything like that? Because we have that as well.
I may need a, depending on which store I get, and I may need a tow motor for that facility, which I would buy a used one. You're probably looking at it, probably, you know, and I may just pay for that out of the proceeds.
Okay.
Because realistically, well, no, that I might not, because that would be, they take a tow motor out a little longer term.
That's right, longer term and a little bit of smaller rate on that. I
would need a tow motor or something like that for that site. Just to unload trucks when I deliver them there, and basically load customers' trucks and stuff.
Yeah, okay. When do you plan on getting that? After you open up the store, obviously?
Basically, as soon as I find the store, if it's got the right layout for the warehouse in the back and stuff.
Okay.
And like I said, the warehouse in the back is really not going to have anything. It's just a place for me when my truck comes by.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, stick it inside, or stick it in a fenced-in area in the back till the customer comes up the next day or two, load it on his truck.
So you want that pretty much the same time you open the store? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so have you already been looking at one of those?
What, tow motor?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually the same place I bought mine. He's got a bunch of them. They're probably somewhere right around, I'd say, 7 to 11 grand.
7 to 11 grand. Okay.
For a decent tow motor.
Okay. Okay, so what I can do, because I know you want that too, what I can do, let's do this, Mark. How about I'll send you the email again.
Yep.
This time I'm going to send you the email with the working capital and the equipment one. Just fill them both out, just because, you know, you're going to get the tow motor too, and that way we can see what you get qualified for on the equipment side.
Realistically, I've got a trailer, and now we may be able to combine that too. I've got a trailer that I've got to loan through.
Okay.
And I've got another one with Leaf on my tow motor here. And realistically, I may, once I fill that out, I'll show you what I do have already. I hate bills, period, so to have them combined and condensed would be a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could do that too. What are you paying on them right now?
Like the trailer, I think I owe like $4,000 on that one. I probably pay like $155 on that. And then the other one is my tow motor. I probably owe about $6,000 on that, and I think I pay about $160 on that. So it'd be nice to take too long. But if I'm going to do this, I want my one company I'm dealing with that I got to make one payment, you know, two payments, however that works, to one place instead of having 3-4 loans.
Yeah, I totally see, I see what you're saying.
Simplify my life a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a couple options we could do here, actually, because, you know, you're making $1.3 million. Yeah, okay. I mean, I can figure this out.
So I'll kind of let, you know, let me, I'm just trying to let you know what my needs are.
Yeah.
And if there's any way I can combine some of that stuff and simplify everything, absolutely, as long as I'm not going to be getting smashed on rates and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we could definitely, you know, consolidate those two loans that you have due, and then, man.
Then maybe add the extra tow motor, you know what I'm saying, onto that loan, and then do the other loan by itself.
Yep, we could do that.
That way I go in, and again, I'd love to have it to where I can do, like, an automatic payment to where I don't even think about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of an account, and that's how I like to do business. I don't even want to think about it here. Just make sure I got money in the account always, and that's it.
Hey, that's the best way to do business. All right, Mark, so let's do this. I'm actually going to go talk to one of my supervisors, too, to see what we could do here. But in the meantime, why don't we – I'll send you both of those applications. Fill them both out. Get them back to me along with, the bank statements and the tax return.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. And, you know, we'll see what we can do for you. And then in the meantime, I'll be talking to my supervisor and seeing how what a good way to go about consolidating these loans all into one and go from there. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I'm looking. No, that looks like something I want to work with you on.
Okay.
Hopefully, I need a company because I plan on growing. I'm going to need some trucks. I'm going to need some stuff once this gets next stage. I'm going to need more inventory. I'm going to need some. I'm going to need a few bigger trucks. So.
Hey, that's perfect, man. Hey, I'd love to be your, you know, financial advisor, if I could.
Hopefully we can work something out. I sure appreciate it. I'll get you your information. You get it over to me, what you need.
Okay. You got it, man. I'll send it over in about 5 minutes. You're going to get it back
to me.
Thank
you very much. Now, you won't hear from me for a day or so. I'll start digging my stuff up and start filling that out.
Cool, Mark. I will follow up then with you probably another week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one, Mark. Bye.